Hey, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I am Jim Williams, your host, and this is the first of a two-part conversation we had with Joanna Scanlon. She's going to tell us about Hold the Sunset, the BBC One, and BritBox's comedy, which, by the way, just happens to star comedic icon John Cleese, who is coming back to TV after 30 years from being away from it. So Joanna Scanlon, and she'll talk to us about Hold the Sunset. That'll be coming up a little bit later, right after we get to the news. Now, Disney has made the decision that it's going to offer three different streaming services starting in 2019. And the reason we bring that up is it was discussed this week at the Disney shareholders meeting. Now, as part of their deal with 21st Century Fox, they're going to own 60% of Hulu, all right? They already own, as we know, ESPN, so the ESPN Plus app will be there. So also in 2019, Disney's going to offer its own standalone service. That'll give you three services. You can have Hulu, you can have the yet-to-be-launched Disney streaming service, and, of course, the ESPN Plus. Now, Bob Iger told us during a conference call this week that the company has decided it would rather keep these three properties separate rather than trying to combine them into a more robust aggregation play. So, as I said, to best address the cord cutters' desire to pick and choose the service that they want. Now, the Disney service, which, as I said, is coming in 2019 and we don't quite know what it's going to be, is going to be more family-friendly, all right? We're likely to see all of the Pixar, Marvel, Disney, Lucasfilms, like the Star Wars franchise, likely that's going to be on the new Disney app, all right? Meanwhile, those of you who have Hulu, they will continue to cater to more of an adult audience with, Handmaid's Tale and all the other content that they have under that area. And finally, of course, that brings us to ESPN with ESPN Plus. So all three of those options are coming in 2019 from Disney. Hulu, the new Disney streaming service, was yet to be named, and ESPN Plus will all be available starting in 2019 as part of the new Disney content rollout. Right now, of course, you've got Hulu, not going to see much change. Obviously, ESPN Plus, you have that. Again, not much change. The only thing that's really going to change is you're going to see a lot of films that were available on Netflix that will now be going over to the yet-to-be-announced Disney streaming service, which will be sometime in 2019. We don't know what the cost will be. We don't know what the specific title of it will be. But sometime in 2019, there will be a Disney streaming option, and that's what we're going to find out about right after the first year. For right now, however, we will know that Hulu and ESPN Plus, as well as the new Disney streaming app, will be coming out in 2019. Hulu will stay doing what they're doing. ESPN will stay what they're doing. And the new Disney app will be featuring all the Disney content. All right. Okay. Not too confusing. Let's go to something that really I thought was quite exciting, and that's Sir Patrick Stewart is going to reprise his role as Captain Jean-Luc Picard in a brand new Star Trek series that will air on CBS All Access. Now, we don't know exactly the name of the product. We don't know exactly when it's going to air in 2019 on CBS All Access. All we do know is that they do have, Sir Patrick Stewart signed to play Jean-Luc Picard. And I'll be honest with you, of all of the Star Trek captains, I know that, everybody was in love with Shatner in the early show. But to be honest, I think Jean-Luc Picard, played by Patrick Stewart, was, if you are a Trek fan, probably the best in Star Trek The Next Generation. So Jean-Luc Picard will return sometime in 2019 on CBS All Access. We'll keep an eye out for that coming down the road. Okay. After this word from Harrah's Entertainment, we will be back and chat with Joanna Scanlon about the BBC One BritBox comedy, Hold the Sunset. Okay, I want you to get your calendar, all right? Get them out right now. Mark down and circle August 28th in big, bold type, all right? August 28th, mark it down. It is the concert event of the season. And where? Well, where else would it be? At our friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. They want you to circle that date because they have booked not one, but two outstanding rock and roll legends. That's right, Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper. Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper, that's right. Now, we all know Rod Stewart is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for good reason. If you have never seen him in concert, then you have missed one of rock and roll's greatest showmen. I personally seen him many times, and trust me, folks, Rod Stewart does not disappoint. His unique voice and his ability to hold an audience in the palm of his hand makes him one of music's most adored singers. Now, we know his hits. Maggie May, Hot Legs, You're in My Heart, First Cut is the Deepest, and Young Turks. Those are just a few of the many ones. But there's more to what makes him one of the best in the business. He has added some great American standards to his music arsenal. And his Vegas shows drew rave reviews. So we got Rod Stewart on board. What's up next? Well, let's add a little New York sass to the evening. And our New York girl herself is a true pop culture icon, Cyndi Lauper. She commands the stage as well. And consider this, folks. She was the first female artist with an album to have four top five hits on the Billboard Hot 100. They included Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, Time After Time, All Through the Night, and She Bop. Now, her second album, which debuted in 1986, had a number one and three number three hits with such amazing tunes like True Colors and Change of Heart. She also mastered the Broadway stage as a lyricist and, of course, as a composer. She had hits like Kinky Boots, SpongeBob SquarePants, The Musical, and, of course, Patti LuPone's Matters of the Heart. Now, these two iconic stars are together one night, August 28th in Reno. That's Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper, the true musical legends that they are going to be on that same stage the same night, August 28th. Now, don't miss this dynamic duo as they embark on their summer tour with a stop at the Reno Events Center. That's the Reno Events Center, August 28th. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com or call 1-888-288-1833. That's 1-888-288-1833. It's a presentation by The Row and Harrah's Reno and, of course, our good friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. So get those tickets now, okay? All right. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host, and very soon we will get to Joanna Scanlon. Now, Joanna is in one of the most talked about television shows in the entire world, which begins to stream here in the United States. Mark it on your calendars on September the 12th. Now, the name of the show is Hold the Sunset. Now, why is Hold the Sunset getting so much buzz, you know, worldwide? Okay, well, here's why. Because John Cleese is making his return to weekly television as the star of Hold the Sunset on BritBox. As I said before, it's a BritBox original in cooperation with BritBox's parent company, BBC. And if you don't know anything about BritBox, it is the streaming service for the BBC and ITV. The show will air on BBC One in the UK. All right? Okay. Now, the comedy follows Phil, who, of course, is John Cleese, and Edith, his girlfriend, played by the great Alison Steadman, as a couple rediscovering romance in their golden years when Edith's 50-year-old son, Roger, all of a sudden quits his job and his marriage to move back home. And that really dealt the couple's plans of happily ever after and kind of threw them off the rails. So Phil and Edith are not too pleased about this. Joanna, you play Sandra, who is Roger's sister on the show. What a dream team you have in John Cleese and Stedman to work with, it's got to be a lot of fun coming to set every day.
Yeah, and that's just the, you know, that's just the beginning of it, because we have Ann Reed, we have Jason Watkins, we have Rosie Cavallero. I mean, these are the top, you know, the top of their game. This is these are people that I would dream of working with any of them in my lifetime, and let alone putting them into one show. And I'm lucky to be there with them. I mean, really, it is, they are proper comedy royalty.
Well, you know, Holding the Sun, I've had so many people tell me that it's one of the most relatable shows that they've seen in years, because of the way that so many people are finding that, you know, older children are coming back to the home.
Yeah, yeah, for all sorts of reasons. I mean, one of, you know, I think in the Western world, one of our the sort of pernicious problems is property prices. So when somebody breaks up with some, you know, in this case, we have a son, Roger, who's breaking up with his wife. Where's he going to go? He can't afford to buy something else or even rent something else, especially in his case, because he decides he doesn't even want to go back to his job. So he's moving in back in with mom. And it's very much the bank of mom and dad. You know, it's sort of returning back to the womb and hoping that everything's going to go back to the simplicity of yesteryear. And I think that's something that is, it is a very relatable situation. It's happening all over the place.
Of course, Roger, who, Jason Watkins, who plays your brother, you guys have a really fun give and take relationship. I love it when you guys are together. It is just magic. What's it like?
Yeah, Jason and I have worked with together before. I've known Jason a long time. Mm-hmm. So I think that helps, the fact that, you know, we once played a married couple a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's something that, you know, you sort of ease in because you've got a bit of repartee to start with. But Sandra and Roger as siblings have the classic, they've got the classic sibling relationship where Sandra is the bossy older sister.
Right.
Roger is the Weasley undermining younger brother. And, you know, Sandra thinks she knows best. Roger is always going to capsize her ideas and try to get the best for himself, but he's never going to do so in a very upfront way because, you know, at one point when they were kids, she was bigger than him. You know, and that's the truth of brothers and sisters.
That's true. You know, one of the things that I love, and I've always loved about you in so many of the shows you are in, you have this ability to shoot a look at someone and that look, you don't even have to deliver a line. The look itself is funny. And it's just one of those things that, you know, some comedians and some people who play, and you play, of course, drama and comedy, but you just have that innate ability to utilize just facial expressions or stop in the middle of a sentence. And it just, you know, it just cuts right to it. And it's such a treat to watch you, what you work, and certainly in this show, it is without question.
Thank you. And I think one of the things we want to do when we watch characters on screen is we want to know what they're thinking.
Right.
And, you know, in real life, we read people not so much by what they say, but but how, you know, what's coming over, the sort of aura around them and the looks that they give, you know, that whole question of the resting bitch face or, you know, those sort of ideas. However somebody's face lies is what we're taking as the reality of their thoughts. And I think you can really play with that in comedy. To me, one of the funniest things, and it's a really simple thing, is somebody saying something and meaning something completely other, often the opposite. That to me is just funny. I see it around me all the time. And, you know, I watch it in real life and it makes me smile in real life, let alone, you know, when I see it done in comedy. So I think that's something I'm always looking for, is the opportunity to betray my inner life you know, the leaking of true emotion, as opposed to what one is in whatever the situation might be, but probably in polite terms, what one's meant to say.
Is Sandra somebody that you know? I mean, the character, obviously. Is it someone, do you draw from anything with Sandra?
The only thing I'm drawing from with Sandra is the fact that I myself have a younger brother.
Okay.
Who is he is probably about the same age difference that these two have.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm, you know, love him dearly, and we're not at all rivalrous.
Right.
for our mother's affections or anything. But there's something about the fact that it slots very neatly and nicely into my own life shape, you know. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like to have a brother, and I know what it's like to be bossy with a brother.
Right.
So there's something about that suits me, and it fits very neatly, and it doesn't feel like a stretch, you know.
You know, we talked about the fact that you have, without question, an all-star comedy cast, no question about it, ensemble. It's an amazing group.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, as talented as all of you are, one of the things I think that's impressed me most about the show is that the writing is so incredibly smart. It would be easy to take as talented a group as you all are and work into some cliche type situations, but that really isn't the way this works. I mean, one of the things that I've really been impressed about Hold the Sunset is that the writing is sharp.
It really is. I know. I'm glad you're picking up on that, because that's what I first read. You know, they offered me the role and they sent me the script, and I read it and I thought, this is real quality writing, beautifully nuanced. And yet it is very accessible, very relatable, very much the kind of thing that, you know, the holy grail of British television is the BBC One sitcom.
Sure.
Well, you know, it's very hard to write that BBC One sitcom. People want to write the BBC Two sitcom, because the BBC Two sitcom can be, you know, rude, or, you know, it can be edgy. It can be a lot of things like that, which in many ways are easier to write comedically. So here I read the script. I thought, this is very close to the Holy Grail. Let's see what happens when we play it. And it played beautifully. It really did. It's beautifully directed by Sandra Johnson. Fabulous actors, as we've already said. And I thought, yeah, this script is a rare beast. And yet, you know, it's a bit like The Swan, because it doesn't look as if it's hard to write. It doesn't look as if, you know, it looks like it's just been sitting on your radio, on your television and, station forever. It feels almost familiar. And yet it isn't. It's very fresh and very new, and a wonderful combination of the classic with the modern.
Well, and I think the other thing with the writing, and obviously the directing follows in there, when you've got such a talented group of actors, I think the writers are inspired to want not to let them down.
Yeah, I think that's true. I certainly feel that myself as a writer. You know, you do want to impress your actors and make them feel they've got something to chew on. You know, nothing's going to depress an actor more than not being asked to perform something that has an element of challenge in it, and, you know, and asks them to reach into their best performance toolbox. But I think that's right. But you know, like all these things, they are it's a very mysterious cocktail, isn't it? You know, it starts with the writing, but then it goes into the casting, and then it goes into the playing and the production itself, and then it goes into the edit. And none of us really understand or know how to legislate for that. There is no formula. And in this case, I think it has just simply worked. And I think part of that is down to the fact that the team are very senior who make this show. You know,
sure.
I mean, you know, Humphrey Barclay, producer, and John are both in their late 70s.
Right.
Moira Moira Williams, who is the writer, co-writer, script editor with Charles McEwan. She's in her mid-70s. Charles McEwan is in his mid-70s. Anne Reed is in her 80s. You know, they're a senior, seasoned, experienced bunch of people,
right?
With a lot to give, and a lot for us young pups to learn.
Stream On will continue right after this.
Hey, y'all want to have some fun? I know I do. Tell you what, do me a favor. Get your calendars out, all right? Here's the date I want you to circle. August 28th, all right? August 28th. And trust me, my friends, you're going to want to jump on these quick. Now, our friends at Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada are putting together one heck of a big evening. And that, of course, is coming on August 28th. Trust me when I tell you, it's a concert event you're not going to want to miss. Now, why? Well, they are bringing two rock legends together. That's right, two rock legends one night. Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper. That's right, Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper. How about that for a duo? Well, I'll tell you what. You got Cyndi Lauper. She brings a little of that New York sass to her. Now, I've seen her in concert. I know many of you have as well. Now, consider this. She was the first female artist with an album to have four top five hits on the Billboard Hot 100. They included, and I'm telling you, these are songs you know without almost me saying. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Time After Time, All Through the Night, and She Bop. Her second album, which was released in 1986, again, great concert tour. Loved it then. You're going to love it again. Had one number one hit and a number three hit, True Colors, and of course, Change of Heart. Now, here's something I don't know if you knew, but I know I have seen these Broadway plays, and I know that she's been a part of it. She's been a lyricist and, of course, a composer for Broadway now for well over a decade. Some of her latest hits include Kinky Boots, SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, and of course, Patti LuPone's Matters of the Heart. Meanwhile, you know, as we said before, the other person on the bill is none other than a rock icon himself, and of course, I'm talking about Rod Stewart. Now, he's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and ladies and gentlemen, look, if you have never seen him in concert, you have missed one of rock and roll's greatest showmen. I've personally seen Rod Stewart in concert many times. He does not disappoint. His unique voice and his ability to hold an audience in the palm of his hand makes him one of the most adored singers in the business. With hits like Maggie May, Hot Legs, You're in My Heart, The First Cut is the Deepest in Young Turks, there's no question, he's a rocker. Plus, he's also added some great American standards to his musical arsenal. His Vegas show drew rave reviews and, of course, numerous sellouts. So, you've got Rod Stewart, you've got Cyndi Lauper together, one stage, one night, August 28th, Reno, Nevada. This is Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper. That's right. Musical legends, don't miss this dynamic duo as they embark on their summer tour with a stop at the Reno Events Center. That's the Reno Events Center on August 28th. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com or call 1-888-288-1833. That's 1-888-288-1833. Presented by The Row and Harrah's Reno. And thanks, of course, to our friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada, for always being ahead of the game and bringing you big events. So jump on those tickets, jump on them now, okay? Cyndi Lauper, Rod Stewart, Reno, Nevada, August 28th. Be there, baby.
Okay, welcome back to Stream On. Let's continue our conversation about Hold the Sunset.
Sure.
It's an object lesson for me and a masterclass.
It's funny. Ken Levine, who's a very dear friend of mine who wrote for MASH and then obviously for Cheers and Frasier and on. Ken said to me once that it was so much easier to write drama than it is to write quality comedy.
Mm.
Because being funny is not easy. And and I think that, you know, what you guys have proved in Hold the Summer is that it's not easy, but when it's done right, it's done, you know, superbly.
Yeah, it is, and it's not easy. And it takes time, you know, it's like a good wine. It does take time to mature. You can't rush it. And you have to let things sit and have their own kind of integrity, if you like. That's what makes it really work.
You know, one of the things I think that we are enjoying here, watching BritBox in the United States and watching some of the outstanding programming that they bring, is what Hold the Sun proves, and that is that in 6 or 8 or 12, you know, depending upon the series, installments that you get, that quality does sometimes rule over quantity. You know, we're used to getting 17 or 22 shows a year. But when you get 8 or 12, what it does is it wants you, you're like having a piece of cake, but wanting more.
Yeah.
You have to wait till that, you know, till the next cake is baked, because you only get 6 or you only get 8 or you only get 12 at a time. And I think that, you know, is something that BritBox and BBC and ITV and has brought out in the audience. And the great thing about it is, you know, with Hold the Sunset and the streaming service, you're getting a bunch of young viewers who are starting to really understand and embrace British comedy. That when, you know, I was young, which was, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, we only got to see very, very seldomly. We really didn't get to see it much. And by the time it did, I think the first one I saw was Are You Being Served? And I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
But, you know, under the circumstances, we're now being given a chance to literally see British comedy in real time, which is such a treat.
I think, there's a lot more exchange in our global universe now. Mm-hmm. And we on the other side of the pond, we were exactly the same, waiting. You know, I remember watching soap and shows like that, which came through very rarely, and we would definitely watch them. And now we have got much more of an exchange, and something like BritBox is a wonderful way to have a kind of quality control going on, because they're not going to put shows in there that don't, you know, don't warrant being seen by a wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
And we you know, the economies of scale for us in the UK have never worked to make more than 6 episodes at a time, usually. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, you get 2 series quite close together and it becomes 12, but that's just, you have, you know, you've always done things in the US on a bigger scale. And but we have the kind of fineness, if you like, the sort of refinedness of making things at a smaller scale. And there's fabulous craftsmanship that's gone into that, which, as you say, you know, American audiences are hungry for.
Right. When you watch television, what do you like to watch?
Well, I watch a lot of documentaries, you know, and I think a part of why I do that is because as a writer, I'm always looking for real life, you know, for stories, for what's going on in the world. And I also watch a lot of nature programs. Within that, I really love a good nature program, and that, you know, that's something that you can't get access to. In terms of comedy itself, I watch a lot of American stuff. So I adore Transparent. I think that is a really fabulous show, and there are a few others of that genre and quality that I really enjoy. And drama. I love Line of Duty and Happy Valley and, you know, shows like that, which are really great police dramas with often with great women actors who are at the center of them.
Well, you've been involved in some pretty good police dramas yourself.
Indeed, yeah, indeed. I'm lucky enough to play D.I. Deering, D.I. Vivian Deering for Paul Abbott. And, you know, that is she's an absolute miraculous character who, you know, everybody wants to have a T-shirt saying, when I grow up, I want to be Viv Deering, because she almost solves the problems that most of us in our very relativist world struggle with. She knows the difference between right and wrong, and she knows how to get it.
She's a force of nature.
And she is an absolute force of nature, yeah. And she's a role model. She is a role model. I wish I could, you know, I aspire to her confidence and her ability to just cut the crap as much as the next man.
Yeah, she gets right to the point. So we're obviously post the sunset, we've spoken about. What are some of the projects you're working on and some of the places that we can see you and some of the things that you'll be doing in the coming, you know, months that those of us who are fans of yours can follow you on?
Well, we have the new season of Hold the Sunset, which we're just about to start filming. Mm-hmm. I've completed the new season for No Offense, which is coming out in September.
Cool.
I'm carrying on writing as well with some new ideas and some new projects. So it's going to be busy.
So fingers crossed, you'll be someone who will be seeing quite a bit of on BritBox for 2018, 2019, and hopefully far beyond.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really hope so. I feel privileged and proud to be part of, a kind of class of 2018 BritBox, because there's some great, great shows there.
Well, it's been a treat chatting with you, and thanks so much. Don't be a stranger. Come back anytime. We're more than happy to chat with you and more than happy to talk with you about any project that you're involved in, because, again, a big fan of what you do, and you're very versatile, very talented woman, and someone who, frankly, I've been a fan of for quite a while. Enjoy you on Hold the Sunset and just about everything else you do. And like I said, the police aspect of it, yeah, absolutely, a very ballsy lady in that
yeah,
role.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jim. I'll be back anytime you want to ask me. It's great to be here, and thanks for talking.
Thanks to Joanna Scanlon from Hold the Sunset for joining us today on Stream On. We will be right back after this. Okay, I want you to get your calendar, all right? Get them out right now. Mark down and circle August 28th in big, bold type, all right? August 28th, mark it down. It is the concert event of the season. And where? Well, where else would it be? At our friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. They want you to circle that date because they have booked not one, but two outstanding rock and roll legends. That's right, Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper. Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper, that's right. Now, we all know Rod Stewart is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for good reason. If you have never seen him in concert, then you have missed one of rock and roll's greatest showmen. I personally seen him many times, and trust me, folks, Rod Stewart does not disappoint. His unique voice and his ability to hold an audience in the palm of his hand makes him one of music's most adored singers. Now, we know his hits. Maggie May, Hot Legs, You're in My Heart, First Cut is the Deepest, and Young Turks. Those are just a few of the many ones. But there's more to what makes him one of the best in the business. He has added some great American standards to his music arsenal. And his Vegas shows drew rave reviews. So we got Rod Stewart on board. What's up next? Well, let's add a little New York sass to the evening. And our New York girl herself is a true pop culture icon, Cyndi Lauper. She commands the stage as well. And consider this, folks. She was the first female artist with an album to have 4 top 5 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. They included Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, Time After Time, All Through the Night, and She Bop. Now her second album, which debuted in 1986, had a number 1 and 3 number 3 hits with such amazing tunes like True Colors and Change of Heart. She also mastered the Broadway stage as a lyricist and, of course, as a composer. She had hits like Kinky Boots, SpongeBob SquarePants, The Musical, and, of course, Patti LuPone's Matters of the Heart. Now, these two iconic stars are together one night, August 28th in Reno. That's Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper, the true musical legends that they are going to be on that same stage the same night, August 28th. Now, don't miss this dynamic duo as they embark on their summer tour with a stop at the Reno Events Center. That's the Reno Events Center, August 28th. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com or call 1-888-288-1833. That's 1-888-288-1833. It's a presentation by The Row and Harrah's Reno. And, of course, our good friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. So get those tickets now, okay? All right. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to this edition of Stream On. Look, if you have not yet become one of the over 40,000 folks who has subscribed to Stream On, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, look, it's very simple and very easy to do. Okay, well, here's what you got to get. Got to go to the Apple Podcast Store via iTunes. You can download us there. You can get us at Google Play. Stream On can also be found at Blog Talk Radio. Or if you're one of those folks who likes to listen to their podcast via one of the great podcast apps, we're on 3 of the best: Spreaker, Stitcher, and of course, the all favorite TuneIn app, which is my favorite, as a matter of fact. Over 75 million of my closest friends and relatives are downloaded the app to their phone or to your tablet. All you have to do is search Stream On with Jim Williams. Hit the favorite button, and every week you will get a new edition of the show sent to your phone or to your tablet or to both, okay? Pretty simple. 6 different places to get it. Just go out and do it today, all right? Okay, thank you very much. Go out and subscribe. All right, we're going to do binging at the beach or in the mountains or wherever you're going to chill this weekend. Well, if you have Hulu, you might want to check out Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the Fox sitcom. It's fun. It's one of these things that it's mindless, it's entertaining, and you really don't have to think about anything but just sitting there and laughing, okay? Hulu, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Netflix, I'm going to give you another one. Now, this is really a sleeper. This is one of my all-time favorites. I not only binge it, I binge it multiple times. It's Gallivant. It is a medieval comedy and musical, and it was done on ABC. It is hilarious. It is well-written. It's got tremendous, tremendous music in it. Just a really fun thing. And the other thing is trying to identify all the outstanding guest stars that just pop up on this. So if you've got Netflix, check out Gallivant. I guarantee you're going to have a lot of fun with it. HBO, Sharp Object. Now, Sharp Object is something, it's new, it's edgy, it's very entertaining. So if you've got HBO, HBO Go, or if you have the HBO app, by all means, check it out. Stars, this is another sleeper. And this is Magic City. It's about Miami in the 1950s, late 1950s, just around 60. And it's about how, you know, things were starting to coalesce in Miami as Cuba had been taken over by Fidel Castro, and what was going on at that time in what was a relatively tightly controlled mafia run Miami. And it's about what is a luxury hotel. It might be the Fontainebleau. It might not be, but it sort of looks like it. It is a great, it's well-written. It's like Mad Men in that it captures the essence of the time amazingly. It is on Stars. It's Magic City. And I'm telling you right now, it is a sleeper. You're going to enjoy it. Showtime. Now, here's one. If you're not watching it, you really got to get on the board this one quick. I know many of you heard about it. It's Who is America with Sacha Baron Cohen. It is just too good, all right? If you haven't seen it yet, look, I'm telling you something that I know you've heard about it. I know you've heard about clips. You've probably seen clips on YouTube and all over the place. It's Who is America on Showtime, Sacha Baron Cohen, okay? Check that out. Acorn, another mystery, and this is a good one. It's an Aussie, I'm sorry, not an Aussie. It's a New Zealand done show, and it is Brokenwood Mysteries. Well done, very well done, and very entertaining. Again, a great binge-worthy show. And on BritBox, let's give you a shout-out to our friends at Bless You Circle San Francisco. It's a relatively new show. It just started a few weeks ago. But Bless You Circle San Francisco is well worth checking out on BritBox, okay? So let's review real quick for your binging at the beach or wherever you choose to chill. Hulu, it's Brooklyn 99. That's Hulu, Brooklyn 99. Netflix, Gallivant. HBO, Sharp Objects. Stars, Magic City. Showtime, Who is America with Sacha Baron Cohen. Acorn, The Brokenwood Mysteries, BritBox, Bletchley Circle, San Francisco. Okay, special thanks to our special guest, Joanna Scanlon from BBC One and the BritBox hit comedy, Hold the Sunset, starring comedy icon John Cleese. Now, again, mark your calendars. That's not going to start until September the 12th. Promotional consideration for Stream On comes from Sling TV, the best cord cutting service on the planet. That's right. If you're going to cut the cord, by all means, use Sling. And you know what? It might be a great weekend to try out Sling's 7-day free opportunity at sling.com. That's sling.com. And you can check out some live sports, you know, baseball on Fox or on ESPN. You can check out golf on Golf Channel and NBC, and plenty of good stuff out there. So check out Sling and try that free 7-day trial, and you'll find out why many, many, many people are cutting the cord and heading to Sling, because Sling offers so much fun programming at a very reasonable price, and you can tailor it in any way you wish. Okay, so it gives you a lot of different options to, you know, check out news, check out sports, check out you know, lifestyles like HGTV, Food Channel, all that good stuff. It's all on Sling, so check it out at sling.com. Okay, and for your latest in streaming media boxes and programming content, you got to go to Boom Media. That's right, our good friends at boommedia.org. So check out those folks. They'll take care of you. They'll get you the right box, the right streaming content. It's all right there. Set it up for you. Good to go. All right. That's boommedia.org. So promotional consideration from our friends at Sling TV and from Boom Media. All right. Check that out. All right. That's it for this week's show. Have a super weekend, and we will check you out next week right here on Stream On.